The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I am down here in Melbourne at the Blockchain Centre, and I'm going to interview some fantastic guests today, the first of which, Lucy Lins. Wonderful having you here. And you're from Fosterlin. Thank you so much for being here. And can you please tell everybody what you're doing and where you've come from?
Yeah, so nice to be here. I'm from Sydney, but in Melbourne today. I'm the founder of Fosterlin. It's a blockchain marketing consultancy. And yeah, so very much in this space.
You're in the consultancy world. From my understanding, you come from a marketing background. Do you want to tell us a bit about your past, how you got to here? I guess what your expertise lies in.
So I've worked 15 years in marketing. I've worked pretty much, a lot of it is in corporate life. I've worked in American Express, AMP, Qantas, Here Technologies, etc.
Yep.
And I've also founded award-winning startups, mobile apps before. And I've made the leap into blockchain about a year ago. Fell down the rabbit hole and I've been here ever since. So.
Thanks for the intro. I mean, look, obviously you bring a huge amount of experience to the space. I mean, look, one of the things that I'm passionate about is talking about the projects and how I think they're missing some key elements. And I think this is where the conversation will end up because, I mean, guys, those of you who've been watching and listening to the podcast and the show that I do, I talk about the missed opportunity for a lot of projects. And I think this is the void that you're filling. And when I say missed opportunity, I mean, you've seen it, Lucy. We go to these events and they sit down and they pitch their project and you're sitting there going, oh my goodness, this could be the best investment of my life, but I'm not going to invest because I don't know what you're talking about. They're talking to the 1% because the CTO talking about the tech. I don't care about the tech. I'm an investor. You need to connect with me to get my Ethereum or whatever they're raising for.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that effectively what you're trying to help with the message of different projects in particular, or is it more of a corporate space? Like, do you want to introduce us a bit more to your, I guess, your niche, if there is one?
Yeah. One of the reasons why I moved into this space is because I have seen a lot of people who just cannot communicate as much about their projects. You're completely right that there are a lot of technical people in this space. A lot of people who are very smart in what they do, but they don't have the know-how to communicate to the global audience. And in blockchain, in cryptocurrency, you are targeting not just your own country, but you've got an audience that is global.
Yeah.
That's very, very different. And I've lived in 5 countries myself. I've lived in from Australia. Yeah, from Australia. I was actually born in Taiwan. I lived in Japan, I've lived in the UK, I'm Canadian permanent resident, so I'm very much of a global citizen. And so when I see projects, I help them a lot with their positioning, with their messaging, with how they're going to be reaching out to their audiences and their audience profiles and how you talk to each person and each profile, because it's very different how you communicate to everyone. Very different how you talk to investors, to how you talk to the community, to how you talk to hedge funds, how you talk to, you know, whoever else, and to the media and all these other people.
I tell you what, I haven't thought of all the different. I mean, it's basically a tree, right? I mean, you've got the core trunk, which is effectively the project, but you've got to communicate, you've got to connect with so many different areas.
That's right.
And I'm seeing the conversation that I have with guests on the show, which some of them are very good at speaking. Most of them are, to be fair. We work with them in a way that, you know, if we're conversing like this, it's easier for me to get the things out that we actually want to hear. We don't talk big on tech on this show because I don't know much about that sort of side of it. But you're right, like talking to, like, the VC model is becoming very popular these
days, because
it's becoming more and more difficult to raise from the crowd, but also because it's a natural progression. Mm-hmm. We talk about institutional money coming into the space, and this is a way that they're entering into the space. So I know you've done some worked with some projects in the past.
That's right,
I think you've notably worked with some fairly decent raises. You don't have to talk about the projects if you don't want to, but what's the success that you've had in the past? You want to just walk us through some of the challenges that you've had, how you've overcome those things, and sort of what you've raised in the past?
I've worked on a number of projects in this space. So one of them being Australia's largest ICO. It's called Haven. It's a stable coin.
Yep.
So Haven raised $30 million US. We closed it out in about 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
The public sale, a lot of it was done in private sale, but then 90 minutes in the public sale. It was highly successful. We had We had 127,000 people in our Telegram group. It's one of the largest in crypto history.
Wow.
When I started, we had 60 people and I was the head of marketing for that project. Yeah, it was just a lot of FOMO, a lot of build-up.
Perfection. What you need, what they want. Everyone wants that.
Yeah,
right?
Growing the community. Huge part of crypto and blockchain is education. So I find myself also doing a lot of education. So whether it is to crypto projects, to blockchain projects, to, you know, institutions, to corporations, a lot of my job is to educate people about this space, about the global audience, about what trends are coming and what things are going to be turning into. I mean, even in the last year that I've been in this space, it's changed a lot. And you would know this, Craig. It's completely changed from even a few months ago. Like, we're in a complete bear market compared to where we were, you know, a year ago. So it's very different.
What you said there, I want to sort of angle into, if we could, about the trends. As you quite rightly said, we've all been in the space, or for those of us who have been around for, say, a year, and that's me. A bit over a year, I've just had my first birthday in blockchain.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've turned one. But, you know, for me, it was just a market. So I traded the market. I invest in the space as well, but I'm constantly learning. And I get to learn at a rapid pace by speaking to people like yourself. It's changed. It's changing. It's evolving. And that's why I'm so excited to be here and so, you know, passionate about focusing all my attention in this space. But in that period of time, there has been change, okay? This time last year, there was no talk of major hedge funds, major corporates. Nobody was talking about Bitcoin, crypto, blockchain. And if they were, it was at a very hush-hush level. We can't associate with any of this. Now, that wave has shifted. It sort of started to shift. There was interest around that October, November, December period.
Correct.
And then we sort of saw that come off. But it kick-started a new wave of interest into the space, which is what we need. What have you seen, I guess, what trends have you seen that have passed? And what do you think's coming? Where do you think we are in the evolution of the space at the moment?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, a year ago, ICOs were just exploding and taking off, and then there's a huge amount, like, to the run-up to the end of last year in December,
we saw,
well, Australian prices was 23,000 for Bitcoin. Unheard of, you know?
Literally. Literally
unheard. That's a lot. Yeah. Especially in AUD, you know? It's very different now, and there was a lot of people in the market, a lot of interest. And if you look at all the social media communities, there was a lot of talk, a lot of conversation. Whereas now it's been, I think, you know, there's, if you look at a lot of Telegrams, you look at a lot of the social media, people aren't reading as much, people aren't engaging as much, people are not listening as much to any of the podcasts, etc. So it's changed a lot in that sense. It's a hell of a lot easier to market an environment last year than it is right now. So it's very different. It's very difficult also to raise money at this time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, everyone's kind of holding on to their money during a bear market. So that's a huge trend that's changing. But also another one is, you know, with the ICOs, I think it's definitely, you know, it's probably going to be phasing out soon. A lot of security tokens are coming in.
Yep, that's the next wave.
Yeah, and what I see is a lot of existing businesses are turning themselves into tokenization. Yep. So asset-backed tokens is what I see is probably going to be the next wave, and everything's going to be, well, not everything, but a lot of things is security tokens. And and I think, you know, people want, as this whole market is maturing and growing up, people want to see live projects that's already in existence,
not an idea.
It's not going to be two guys in a garage anymore with an idea and raising hundreds of millions of dollars. That is long past. It's no more. And it's good because we're getting rid of all these people in the space.
It is survive. We've got real businesses coming
into the space.
I love the security token aspect because I'm with you. You know, I'm excited about tokenizing things that we didn't have exposure to in the past. I mean, if I want to have part of my property portfolio in Beverly Hills, let me buy tokens in it. Yeah, so I'm really excited about the security token sort of stuff, because if I want to build a property portfolio, right now I'm sort of limited to my level of expertise within my jurisdiction, within my country, unless I want to be a really big international investor and be just focused on that exclusively, whereas the tokenized economy, I can buy into a property worth $100 million US dollars in the US on the hill in Beverly Hills, and I can own part of that as part of my balanced portfolio. Mm-hmm. That's what's really exciting me at the moment in the growth in the area. We're seeing a lot of projects or a lot of big exchanges, companies, a lot happening in Malta right now, interestingly enough. A lot of,
big events in Malta.
Very big things happening in there, and it's really interesting to see the space evolve. But yeah, look, it continues to grow, it continues to evolve. ICOs, that's what I was going to come back to, was, you know, we saw, like, you've done this in the past, right? You've been in M&A, you've done a bunch of bits and pieces, you've done your own startup. You do not need $30 million for an idea to get off the ground. And what I see a lot of the stuff last year being, it's almost like kids doing a project at school where you'd have a presentation, you do a website, you have some fancy little video, and you write a big, long document. And then you'd raise $60 million. Come on, that's not real. That's absolute rubbish. And still, there's been a lot of disappointing projects that have come out, and instead of developing their idea, they've got a foundation. Yeah. And that foundation invests in other projects, because it's a hell of a lot easier to invest in somebody else to do the work than it is for you to do the work yourself. Mm-hmm. I think the phasing out of that and actually investing into companies that already exist with a working product that is backed by an actual asset, I'm excited for that. Is there much of that conversation going on in Australia at the moment that you're aware of? I mean, that is the next level. Is it being talked on amongst your circles?
Yeah, definitely. I think the tokenization of a lot of all these assets is coming, and I have been having conversations with a number of projects on this, and it's definitely coming.
Excellent. Now, from your point of view, who you work with, what you're doing with your business, obviously a massive amount of marketing background. You're able to, you know, talk to all the different levels you need to. You can have a conversation with a hedge fund, which is a very different conversation to a hedge fund than it is in your Telegram group. You've had massive success across, you know, varying different levels of communication, as you said, a new record set by the Haven community in Telegram, well done. Is that sort of model your focus at the moment to work with? What is your primary focus right now with Forestland? What is your focus and your objective?
I'd say my focus is really to educate people in this space, and so educating either projects to how you can, you know, communicate themselves globally to a global audience, but at the same time I think also helping corporates with their blockchain projects to also communicate that out with their projects as well, because there are a lot of very interesting projects that's happening even with the banks, with the consultancies. And they will also need people to help educate and also communicate a lot of all their projects. So for me, it's like I want to be an educator in this space. Yep. I know you are one. Yep. You are a podcaster. You're a YouTuber.
Oh, I do so much more than that. I do so much more than that.
But, yeah, I mean, we need more. This is a growing and a very young space still. And, you know, you need people, you need media personalities, you need marketing people to grow and to educate others in the space and to get more people in the space where you're still really small compared to a lot of all the other industries. Fast growing, but still very small. And I think a lot of it is because, you know, people don't understand it and because it's complicated, it's extremely complicated, and you need people like us to make it a lot more easier and simpler so people will come into this space.
You've got to capture the attention, number one. Then you've got to keep the attention. You've got to fill the minds of those people with things they can understand so it doesn't feel like it's too far away. Now, that comes in the level of you guys are listening and watching. It comes in the level of, you know, your big corporate companies, but also the tying those two together. You're somewhat of a conduit, I would suggest, between big company all the way down to individuals. You've got to tie in many projects. Some projects don't need to have the link all the way through, but each step of the way, Forestland is there to basically navigate for these companies. So, look, where would people find more, whether you're a corporate, whether you're a startup, whatever it may be, where would they find more information about you and what you're doing and contact you?
My website, so Forestland, Forestlyn.com, and you can look me up on LinkedIn as well, so Lucy Lynn, L-I-N.
Lucy Lynn on LinkedIn of Forestland. com. Guys, jump across, have a look at what's offered there. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much for your time. Great conversation. I look forward to seeing your progress.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks very much. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.